Today's Midwestern outlook remains about as it was yesterday, with no real dramatic changes in the weather pattern expected to take place. What that will translate into is a timeliness of rainfall and enough warm weather out there for good drying conditions between each rain event. What will happen is that we'll see some quicker drying rates across parts of the region as we move forward through this next 7-day period, and areas that do not get impacted by rain each day will notice a rather quick drying trend, but no area becomes excessively dry because there are still timely rain events occurring across the region, and the majority of the area still has plenty of subsoil moisture. So as we move into the month of July, we'll be in a good position to see ongoing crop development favorably as we continue to experience a similar weather pattern. Some of the computer forecast models today were playing around again with the idea of a high pressure ridge developing towards the early days of July across the middle of the country, and it's still out for debate as to how significant that feature may or may not be. But with that said, we do expect to see a high pressure ridge evolve, and that will likely translate into an environment that will likely promote a little better drying conditions between rain events. That doesn't mean we're going to be critically dry, it just means that timeliness of rainfall will be important, as it is in every single summer season. The pattern that I'm looking at right now does not strike me as being abnormally dry and warm or excessively wet and cool. It is a relatively normal weather pattern. We'll need to continue to monitor it rather closely, though, for signs of any kind of change. The daily temperatures across the Midwest are expected to run mostly in the 80s and some lower to a few middle 90s over the next 7 days. The only areas that will be a little bit cooler at times will be in the upper parts of the Midwest, where some 70s may occur infrequently. Low temperatures at night are going to be 50s and 60s most often. There will be some lower 70s in the southern parts of the region. The trend is going to continue to promote aggressive crop development. Most of the Midwest and the Delta and southeastern states, even portions of the central plains, have an abundance of moisture, and we'll continue to see that serve the crops quite favorably with the environment that's coming up. The showers and thunderstorms that occur over the coming week will occur frequently enough to maintain favorable soil conditions across most of the key Midwestern states. We'll expect to see some rain totals of 1 to 2 inches over the next 7 days occurring across a large portion of the production region, but that doesn't necessarily seem to be distributed in any way that seems to be anomalous. In other words, we'll see the rains occurring periodically and still supporting most of the crop and farming needs. It's not just the Midwest that's included in this favorable environment. It looks as though much of the Delta and the southeastern states and throughout a great deal of the Great Plains will also experience similar favorable conditions. Crop production potentials will continue to be quite high. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.